she'd been having a lot of pains down her back and in her legs to a degree where she couldn't put her heels on the floor. And then the headaches were just more and more and more severe. She couldn't cope with any daylight or electric light. We couldn't even have the telly on. The whole house had to be in complete darkness. And it just sort of escalated from there. Every day it got worse.
I just tried to ignore the agony that I was in. And so many times I tried to tell myself that there's nothing wrong with you, Amanda. Do what you're supposed to do and just get on with it. And it was quite lonely.
Yes, I'd stood over her saying, for God's sake, Amanda, you've got to try. Because she just would spend all day laying on the sofa, sleeping. Yes, of course, I felt guilty.
It was a Thursday morning and I felt in the first lesson that my left side of my body started to become numb.
I wasn't surprised when it happened. I was partly relieved, but then I felt frustrated when they did the CT scan and they said that there was nothing wrong.
They did some research online, which is obviously really not the right thing to do, but if they hadn't and they insisted on the MRI scan, I probably wouldn't be here. So it showed up on there and it was instantly sent straight to King's College in London, and from then they operated.
I wouldn't say it was totally the diagnosis that we wanted, because, you know, when you're told your daughter's got a brain tumour, you immediately think, oh, that's it, this is the last Christmas we're going to have with her. Luckily it wasn't, but we didn't know that at the time.
They can't remove the tumour because it's attached to the nerves of consciousness, vision and breathing. So I then had to have 6 weeks of radiotherapy to try and shrink what's left. It's still slow growing. So within the next 7 or 5 or 3, maybe next year, maybe next month, I don't know, I will have to have more treatment depending on how big or the consistency of the tumour.
She is very loving, very grounded. And she's always thinking of other people. She tries very hard to put a brave face on everything so that myself and my husband don't see how upset she can be at times, because she doesn't want to see us upset. She's awesome.